Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. We're back. We understand we've jumped back and forth. This is modern technology and what happens when you have a live broadcast. But anyway, here we are. Thanks to Founders Federal Credit Union, Anderson Griggs Investments, and Piedmont Medical Center. They make it all happen here every day. All right, we've got a pretty interesting program, all devoted to something I never was, gifted or talented, because we have a couple of people around the table that are wondering, what is this guy doing? But it's me. Kimberly Wiltmeyer, she is with Northside Elementary School of the Arts, and a rising fifth grader over here, Lila Seibert. How are you all today?
We're doing great. Thanks.
Doing good.
Doing good. You sure? Look at you. Well, I told both of them that we always start off the program by getting them to tell us a little bit about themselves. So we're going to let you go first, Kimberly. Tell us a little bit about you.
Thank you, Manning. My name is Kim Waltzmeyer. I've been teaching for over 30 years and had the pleasure of being hired here at Rock Hill School District. And I am presently a gifted and talented teacher. I'm very excited. I've been placed in three schools, so Northside Elementary School for the Arts and Bellevue Elementary School, as well as Independence Elementary School.
Wow. Okay, here you go. This is your debut here, Lila. You ready?
Yeah.
I tell everybody a little bit about you.
So my name is Lila Seibert, and I go to Northside Elementary. I've been going there since kindergarten, and I'm in the GT program with my wonderful teacher, Miss Waltmeyer.
Whoa, there you go. Does that get her a better grade? Because she said wonderful teacher.
I think we may have to look at that. Thank you, Lila.
And it's interesting that teacher and student, this is the first time you've seen each other in a while, is it not?
It is.
A long time. Yes.
So I want you to tell me, Lila, I gave you an option. Now, next year, the students in the Rock Hill School District are going to be given options. Their parents are. Number one, do you want to send your child to school? Number two, do you want your child to do their education at home? Or do you want some kind of a combination? So what did you tell me about this whole business of learning at home?
It's okay. It's just very different because you're used to going to school and then you have to go home and do it, and you have to figure out how to do it with technology, and sometimes it can be kind of confusing.
Do you miss being in a classroom with all your pals?
I miss being in a classroom setting a lot.
Yeah, so you would prefer to be in school?
Yes.
So mom and dad who are listening out in the parking lot, check the box that says we want our child to go to school, right?
They said probably a combination of doing at home and going to school.
And I bet you I know why, too. But we won't get into that right now. So from your standpoint, you have to do this all the time, Kimberly. Same question. You prefer being in the classroom or this technology education?
I think my preference would always to be in the classroom because, of course, we want to be with the children, but we want it to be safe. So I think no matter what the parents decide in the district, we're going to trust that the right decision is going to be made, and we're going to do the absolute best possible job we can to make sure everyone gets the best learning and everyone's safe in the process.
Yeah. Well, thank God you have technology, because had this happened, 20 years ago, we would really be in a pickle. Everybody would be way behind. All right. So today we're talking about gifted and talented. First of all, how do we figure out whether a child is gifted and talented?
Well, there are, you know, national and state standards. And so Rock Hill also follows all of the state standards that are expected to be able to identify children that are gifted and talented. And there are certain dimensions, you know, an A, B, and C dimension that we will use to help qualify students. And what I love about Northside is that we're also including the arts. And I've noticed that about Lila and all the students I've been able to teach is that there are so many facets to these children that we're able to see in terms of their gifts and talents. So it's a very exciting time.
So a child doesn't necessarily have to be great in mathematics or science. They could be great with the arts.
Well, we believe that too, absolutely. Wow. So I think part of this ELA project, English Language Arts project, that we have in front of us with our Gifted and Talented magazine is just to that point. We're able to see how kids can write and how they can think and how they can create. And so by using photographs and learning how to question others and interview and get in there and dig deeper, we can see multiple facets. So we focus a little bit on STEM and STEAM. So that's science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and A for the arts.
Right.
And it's been exciting with that support here in Rock Hill. And the superintendent, Dr. Cook, along with Dr. Missy Brakefield, who is also the director of elementary education. Of course, Mrs. Rouse is here with us as the principal. We're so excited. Our lead GT teacher is Catherine Williams, and she has been on board supporting everything that we're doing. And so now we have this beautiful magazine to share with others.
And we're going to talk about that just a minute. But if we take a look at the entire population of the Rock Hill Schools, which is around 17, 18,000 students, what percentage would fall into this category of gifted and talented? Are we talking about 5%? Talking about 10%? I mean, come on now, Ms. Rouse. Good question.
It is a good question. I'm sure there's someone that could actually answer the percentage, but we'd like to see it a little higher than what it is.
Yeah. All right. So they do assessments on a routine basis.
Yes.
Okay. With that being said, you've referenced the fact that you all have decided we're going to create a magazine. It's a magazine. And it's called Ready to Rock the Hill 2020, which is cool. Rock the Hill, of course, is something that good old Pat Kelsey over at Winthrop University developed for the basketball team. And it's all over the place at Winthrop. And you've heard it. And so we decided to put it on a magazine, right?
You got it. We like to play with the words Rock Hill. Thought that would be a good option as well. So, yes, we're excited.
So the who came up with this idea? Lila? Did you come up with it?
No.
No?
No.
I mean, you just decided we needed to create something that memorialized what we're doing?
Right. I like to teach students how to think innovatively and through project-based learning and having a vision and teaching kids the steps through the process of project-based learning. How do you take those steps and acquire that vision? When I heard Dr. Cook speak last summer to all the teachers, he talked about the theme, Can You See It? And immediately I started to have the vision of how can we get these kids to see a brighter future, just to Dr. Cook's point. He wants everybody to have the best education, but he wants these kids, every student, to know their potential and beyond. And how can we do that as educators? So I thought one way to do that is to create a magazine and culminate all these ideas together into this vision. Can you see it? So we want the kids to know right here in Rock Hill, me being new to the district, what can we show others right here that we have that's of value and worth something? And that starts with their education. So that's where the idea was birthed, and then it just went on from there.
So we birthed this idea when?
This started last summer.
Last summer, about
2019.
A year ago. All right. And by the time we got into the classroom in the fall of 2019, we had an idea as to how we're going to make this happen.
That's right. I was able to call upon a friend of mine, Olivia Johnson. She was an editor and a journalist. She's also a teacher. We talked a little bit about bringing in journalism into our gifted and talented classes. She visited a few times. I was able to take some of those ideas and use them and utilize them throughout the three schools that I was at, teaching kids how to question and dig deeper and find a topic that they're very excited about. How are you going to take your voice and make it known? And so let's start right here. And everybody decided to find a topic of interest right here in Rock Hill. And now we had a good 48-plus articles that represent those students.
So now the age groups that are the authors of these articles run from what to what?
Third grade through fifth grade.
Third grade through fifth grade, and you got 48 topics that they wrote.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Lots to say.
I'm impressed. So now we're going to find out what you did on this magazine, Lila.
So I did an article about Winthrop women's softball because I actually do lessons with the assistant coach, Savannah Webster, and so I take private lessons. And I interviewed her and asked her questions about the team and how she felt that they could do throughout the season and during their conference and see how she liked coaching at Winthrop.
So now when you did this interview with her, did you take notes by writing the old-fashioned way, or did you sit there with your phone and type up your notes, or did you record them?
She typed them because I gave her the list, and she went over it, like, over the weekend, and she typed down her answers.
I see. Not like we're doing right now. No. Okay. You should have done it that way. You should have pinned her down.
I should have.
Huh?
I should have.
Well, now, when you got back her responses, was there anything that you wanted to follow up from what she had to say? Like, I'm not sure I understand this, or could you give me a little more information about that?
I actually never thought about it that way.
Oh, well, that's okay. You're only a rising fifth grader. You're not expected to know everything right now.
For sure.
So if you took the questionnaire, and then what did you do? You sat down and wrote this article.
Yep. So we took, we learned some facts about Winthrop University that we put in the article, and we used her quotes from the interview, and we made an article.
All right. So what did you learn from the article? Tell me in an abbreviated summary, what does the article tell me? Because I don't know anything about women's softball. I don't. Except they play it. Huh?
So, basically, it tells you about their team and the leadership skills that they have and basically just...
They talk at all about the training, what they have to do to get ready to play softball?
She talks about a lot how the skills that you have to be a coach and how to be a player, too.
Uh-huh. So what was the biggest thing you learned out of this exercise?
That it takes a lot of leadership skills to do, like Coach Savannah said, like playing softball.
Right.
You have to be a great leader, and you have to be a great leader when you do lots of things.
Right. And anything specific about leadership that you learned? In other words, what characteristics make a good leader?
You have to be like a good vocal and servant leader, and you have to take responsibility and be accountable.
Good for you.
Excellent.
That's very good.
I know. These are great life skills, right?
Rising fifth grader. I have a lot of people that I know that are out of college who couldn't answer as well as you did. Good for you. So when you get these, when you got these articles back, oh, that's right. I mean, besides being blown away by the content, did you do what like an editor normally does? You know, clean up a little bit of the sentence structure or rearrange paragraphs or
great
whatever?
Great question. That was really primarily, number one, was up to the students. So when they submitted their articles on what we call Canvas, which is just a great universal way for them to send me the information. That was the goal. Get as much of this editing done on your own. But yes, to your point, I needed to go up, you know, go up into the article and clean that up a little bit as well, for sure.
Did you, Lila, read the article, let's say, to your mom and dad before you sent it off to your teacher to see what they thought about it?
No, actually.
You didn't?
No. I sent it to her, and then I read it to them when we got the magazine.
You really? I'm interested, why didn't you want to read it to your mom and dad? You didn't want them to correct it? You didn't want their input. I got it. That's okay. That's all right.
Surprise.
Just like most kids, I got it. All right, so what was the time structure? In other words, you dropped this on the students when you got back in class in September, and by the time you made the 48 assignments, That took what, several weeks?
Oh, it did. This was an ongoing process. We learned as talking even with Leslie and different administrators. I wasn't sure how this would turn out. I just knew it was possible. And without knowing that COVID would be around the corner as well, honestly, the kids did very well. They we put time aside every week to make sure that we were not only getting work done that we needed to get done, but then what would this look like? They could have chances to either do it at home or in the classroom as well. But the research was important. Many kids decided to interview different administrators and students, so they needed the hands-on opportunities to be there. And
so was part of every one of these 48 a one-on-one with whoever the article was about? It wasn't just researching books. It was
people. A little of everything.
Little
That's
of
what
everything.
I loved about the approach.
Oh, yeah.
And the kids didn't shy away from it. They really wanted to seek out that individual and take some of what they learned in terms of how to ask a question and dig deeper and get to the heart of the article, because it was their voice that I was more concerned about. What do you want people to walk away from this article knowing?
So I would imagine that if I were in your shoes, that you wanted to make sure that the questions that they were giving to those for answers really were getting to the point of what they wanted to have come back
with.
That's
right. They learned quite a few lessons. Some of the questions would not gather enough information. Right. Are they too specific? Are they too general? So we had to really figure out what is the type of question that you need to focus on that's going to give you the most amount of information, and how do you create the story so that you can capture the reader's attention?
Sure. You know what I would do if I was a teacher, which you ought to be thankful I'm not, that the next edition of the GT magazine would be the same thing, except rather than submitting questions, you're going to ask questions across the table, and you're going to take notes and do your follow-up questions one-on-one right with that person right there, so that you're hearing firsthand what it is that they're saying. And you could do it. Based on what you've done here, you could do it.
Absolutely.
No problem. All right, we got to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk live on WRHI, right from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, where we, of course, do this every day. Our broadcast presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill. All right, quick lesson now. Fresh subs and salads are prepared here at Substation 2. The magical way we do it is in the white letters, and we all say it together at the count of three. Ready? One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
The food, the number 19 is the best.
When I want lunch, I come to Substation 2 because I can't remember never not coming here.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We are staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Are you looking to relax, spend time with the family, or cruise the open road with your new motorcycle to get away? Founders Federal Credit Union is offering low interest rates on recreational vehicle loans. Whether you need a boat, jet ski, ATV, camper, or a motorcycle for your next adventure, we can help. Relax, it's time to play. Visit foundersfcu.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
My concern is let's not let fear of COVID cloud people's judgment about their health. We don't want people sitting at home with heart attacks, stroke, those things are life-threatening.
Piedmont Medical Center Chief Executive Officer Mark Nosaka expressing his concern about those who fear coming to the ER.
People are still going to have heart disease. They're still going to have heart attacks. They're still going to need heart surgery. And we're providing all those services while we're protecting people from COVID.
Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
The food is really good, and it's a great price.
The hot meatball subs with jalapenos.
A good deal for a delicious sandwich.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. We've got some real talent around the table here from Northside Elementary School of the Arts. The youngest talent is right there, Lila Stiper. She is one of the authors of these 48 articles that's here. And her able-bodied leader, Kimberly, and I think I've been mispronouncing your name the whole time. Is it Waltmeyer?
It's Waltmeyer.
Yeah, all right. A little spelling issue here. Let me fix that right out, which I'm sure you found with that magazine. Okay. So now, Lila, you put together your article about softball, women's softball, and you got the questions back from the coach. You gave her a bunch of questions. She gave you a bunch of answers. So how did you figure out how I'm going to organize this article, and what's the theme of the article going to be?
So basically what we did is, at first, we took her answers and we color-coded them to which ones, like, matched each other's and went well with each other's that we could use as together for one paragraph instead of having every quote in a different paragraph, putting them together.
Right. Okay. Because people have a tendency to answer different questions the same way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's why it's always fun to do it live, because then you can say, well, what do you mean? You just told me that. Tell me what I really want to know. So then you did all that compilation, but then what You got all this information. What was the theme of the article going to be? How did you figure that out? Or what was your theme? Let me ask you that.
It was probably mostly about how at Winthrop they focus on you more as a person and not a number. We have that in the article many times.
Right.
That they more like to focus on your personality instead of just focusing as you on as a student. They know who you are. Like, they're not just telling you, okay, like, you need to work on this, but they're asking you questions like, how, like, what do you think you need to do better?
Right.
Instead of telling you what you need to do better.
Right. And of course, one of the other emphasis that they have over at Winthrop is the word student athlete. The academics come first. Even though they work like heck on the athletic part of it as well. All right, so Kimberly, 48 topics. Give me some ideas as to what these gifted and talented kids decided they were going to write about.
Well, we wrote about, it seems like, everything Rock Hill. So from restaurants, the type of restaurants that you should go take, you know, take your family. What if you're moving to Rock Hill? What are the important things you should know about Rock Hill? So maybe the best realtor, where the local gas station
is. Best radio station.
Best radio station. So very exciting. From the gardens to the festivals, and just what GT means to them as they share their thoughts about what's actually here in the heart and town of Rock Hill. One of the students wrote about Old Town Rock Hill, but it's the new Old Town Rock Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Playing with the words and really getting the audience and the community to fall in love again with Rock Hill. Even looking at sports tourism was very attractive to a lot of our students as well. There's so much that Mayor Geddes has been wanting to do and is doing with all the community leaders, and these kids are captivated by, you know, from football to sports to the velodrome to BMX biking. It's just filled with so many things. Environmental art, one of my students wrote about. You could just look right outside and look into nature and turn that very piece of a pine cone into something that's artistic. Yeah. Just exciting.
Did any of the authors get involved with what's going on with the redevelopment of White Street down at the University Center and all the construction? Because it was part of sports tourism.
Right. No, some of them did talk about the growth and what's happening and how important it is.
Tell you what, you all need to get Mayor Geddes to take you on a field trip just to walk through the Indoor Sports and Events Center. You will
amazing.
Absolutely drop your jaw when you see it. And anyway, there it is. They get the thing all opened up, and people are starting to come in, and the next thing you know, kaboom, the virus hits and everything stops.
Oh, I know. I know. You know what, Manny? I just wanted to say, too, Glen Cairns Gardens, I know one of the students was talking about her memories, just even as a child, and whether she's sitting on a bench with a friend or going down the Catawba River and floating down the river.
Sure.
And those memories that even adults have are special. And what I love is that the students are writing in a way where they get to the heart of the story and a little piece of them is left right in the center of it.
That's really cool. Really cool. So the whole thing came together. I mean, we started when school got back in session. When did the whole thing get done so you could send it to the printer to be printed?
Yes, well, I think it was about May.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I had the extra time because of the coronavirus, and we were back at home around March. I was on the trajectory of making sure that the deadlines would be met, and we had a beautiful event planned at Northside Elementary School for the Arts on April 30th, but we needed to cancel that. But nonetheless, we had more time to work out any of the kinks that we might have had by looking at the edits that needed to be done. And we are so grateful, I want to say again, to Dr. Cook, superintendent of the Rock Hill School District 3, and to the director of our elementary schools, sure. Dr. Missy Brakefield, because they provided the monies for us to actually publish this. And here we are in front of you with a beautiful magazine.
Of course, I'm going to steal that copy, right?
Yes, you are.
So we printed how many of these things, and how do we get them out?
I know it's a good question. We have enough for every family to have a copy, and the stakeholders that were involved. There are very important people that I wanted to have this copy.
Sure.
Moving forward, we're looking at creative ways to actually get this word out. Can we get more physical copies? You know, maybe there's just creative ways that we can do this.
Yeah.
And maybe eventually sell something like this. Those proceeds could really change someone's life that's in need. We can take the proceeds and donate the monies to other organizations. Who knows? There's
but
so
what
much.
What a great learning project from all different aspects.
I mean,
these kids get to go out and find out a little bit more about what's going on outside the school building, right?
That's right.
And they get to meet people, number two. Then they get to use their skills, which is pulling all this together, writing the article. And then the best part is seeing the finished product with your name and your picture on it, right?
Yes.
Huh? So when this came out, Lila, were you the big dog in school? Look at Lila, boy, she wrote an article. Huh? I'm embarrassing you, right?
I know.
Right.
But, I mean, I would think that, you know, we're talking about 48 kids out of a whole bunch of kids. I mean, this is a pretty nice thing to do.
Yes, thank you so much. We're very excited about the potential that lies ahead, too.
Again, do you think this is going to end up being an annual thing that you might try to pull off?
Personally, I would love to see that.
Yeah.
And Leslie and I have talked about this just recently, about another project coming up next year. And if we can continue having that support, I'd love to see this expand, actually, be able to get more students in the GT program to be a participant, because we want this to spread.
Good.
So we're very excited.
Great idea. And then send those kids out in the field. Let them do the interview one-on-one.
They
can handle it.
For sure.
Absolutely can handle it. Well, Lila, good job. Well done.
Thank you.
Your parents, I know, are out in the parking lot, and they should be proud of you.
Thank you.
And if they don't tell you that, I will. Okay? How's that? So Kimberly, thank you for everything you've done to make this this thing happen, because it's great. I think it's just
pleasure.
Great.
Thank
All right.
You,
well, that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, and we'll get you back out here when you get the second edition out. Okay? How's that?
We would love that.
That would be cool. That's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks as well to our co-sponsor, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors, online at AndersonGriggs.com. Okay, this time we're going to belt this out, all right? Fresh subs and salads 7 days a week here at Substation 2. The magical way we do it, at the count of three. 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
There you go. That's the Rock Hill School District for you. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.